Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna, Text 40. Sri Krishna Vrishnikula Pushkara Joshadayin. Shema Nirjara Dvija Pushu Dadi Vridi Karin. Udharma Sharvara Hara Shiti Rakshasadruk. Akalpam Arkam Arhan Bhagavans Namaste. Shri Krishna. O Lord Krishna. Rishnikula of the Yadu dynasty, Pushkara to the lotus, Josha, pleasure, Dayin, O you who bestow, Shama of the earth, Nirjara, the demigods, Dvija, the brahmanas, Pashu, and of the animals, Udadi, of the great oceans, Ridi, the increase, Karin, O you who cause, Udharma, of atheistic principles, Sharvara, of the darkness, Hara, O dispeller, Shiti, upon the earth, Rakshasa, of the demons, Druk, the opponent, Akalpam, until the end of the universe, Arkam, as long as the sun shines, Arhan, O supremely worshipable deity, Bhagavan, O supreme personality of Godhead, Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances. Te, unto you. Translation: Oh, my dear Lord Krishna, my dear Sri Krishna. You bestow happiness upon the lotus-like Vrishni dynasty and expand the great ocean consisting of the earth, the demigods, the brahmanas, and the cows. You dispel the dense darkness of irreligion and oppose the demons who have appeared on this earth. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, as long as the universe exists, as long as the sun shines, I offer my obeisances unto you. Purport. According to Srila Sanatana Goswami, Lord Brahma is here engaged in the ecstasy of Nama Sankirtan, glorifying various holy names of Lord Krishna that indicate his variegated pastimes. Lord Krishna expertly suppressed the demoniac population of the earth, which became unbearable with the advent of demoniac politicians like Kamsa, Jarasandha, and Shishupala. Similarly, in modern society, there are many so-called God-fearing people who are actually attracted to demoniac existence. Such persons become enlivened with the setting of the sun and go out in the darkness to enjoy life in restaurants, nightclubs, discotheques, hotels, and so on, which are all simply meant for illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. Then there are those who openly defy God and his laws, declaring themselves atheists and demons, both the covert and the overt enemies of the Lord, constitute an unholy burden for the earth. And Lord Krishna descends to expertly remove this burden. Here Lord Brahma indirectly states that Lord Krishna should remove Brahma's own subtle atheism, which had led him to try to exert illusory power over the Lord Krishna. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Brahma, in his shame, felt himself to be like a Brahma Rakshasa from Satyaloka, who had come to earth to disturb Lord Krishna and his intimate friends and calves. Brahma is lamenting that although Lord Krishna is most exalted, the Lord of all Lords, because he had appeared before Brahma in such a simple and innocent feature, decorated with a stick, a conch shell, ornaments, red clay, peacock feather, and so on, and sporting with his cowherd boyfriends, Brahma dared to challenge him. Concerning Brahma's prayers, of which this verse is the conclusion, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states, "May these prayers of Brahma, which take away all doubts and broadcast all the definitive conclusions of devotional service, become the expert craftsmanship of the foundation of my consciousness." Translation: My dear Lord Shri Krishna, you bestow happiness upon the lotus Rishni dynasty and expand the great ocean consisting of the earth, the demigods, the brahmanas, and the cows. You dispel the dense darkness of your religion and oppose the demons who have appeared on this earth. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, as long as the universe this universe exists, as long as the sun shines, I offer my obeisances unto you. Dvo imo purusho loke, shara akshara evacha, shara sarvani bhutani, kutasa shara uchite. In this world, there are two types of created beings. One is called fallible, and the other is called infallible. Then Krishna says, dvo imo, sarvalokesmin, Daivam Asram Evacha, Dharva Vishvaso Prota, Asram Partame Shinu. There are two types of created beings, not only the fallible and infallible, but also the divine and the demoniac. I will explain to you about the divine, now let me explain to you about the demoniac. Generally speaking, even the devotees don't like to hear about the demoniac. It's politically incorrect to talk about the demons. And yet Krishna, out of the Bhagavad Gita, is a summary of all the Vedic literature of some billions of verses. And yet Krishna, 1/18th of that, he devotes to a chapter, in the 16th chapter, the divine and demoniac. So Krishna doesn't care if it's socially incorrect to talk about the demons. He devotes a whole chapter in Bhagavad Gita to them. And it just so happens, in Kali Yuga, devotees, the asuras, are very much in the minority. And the asuras are very much in the majority. At least in the purport it says, that it appears that some people are divine. Divine is part of the becoming divine, is the purpose of human life. And we would hope that some people are divine, and some people talk as if they're divine. But if there's only two types of beings, the divine and the demoniac, Dvo imo purusho loke, shara akshara evacha. That's it. Dvo buddha sargo loke smin. O son of Pritha, in this world there are two kinds of created beings. One is called divine, the other demoniac. I've already explained to you at length the divine qualities. Now hear from me of the demoniac. Now, what's the difference between the divine and the demoniac? Does anyone know? How can you tell if someone is divine and if someone is demoniac?
One who's not God-conscious
is demoniac. Is that how you tell?
There are other things also Krishna mentions, such as other qualities such as enviousness.
Never met a devotee who's somewhat envious too. Good guess. Anything else? According to Shastra, what does it mean? Well, Krishna talks about the divine and demoniac, and he defines it. So we should also know what it is. Trivida narakasyeda. First of all, he says, if you're a demoniac, what's your destination? Does anyone know where you go? Hell in Slovene must be ad. What's that? In Croatian? Ad?
Pakal.
Okay, ad. What does ad mean in Slovene? Ad. Ad. What's heaven?
Nibisa.
Oh, okay. Well, in Russian, it's ad, it's hell. Yeah. So, Krishna, to go back, he said, Tanaham dvishita kuran samsareshin aradamam shipam yajasram ashubam asri shveva yonishu. Those who are envious, mischievous, the lowest of mankind, what does he do with them? Yeah, he pushes them down to the lower species of life. Asram yona apanam muda janmani janmani mama prapyaiva kondiya tato dhyaramam gitim. Obtaining the asram yonim apanam, what does that mean? Obtaining demoniac species of life, asrim yonim apanam, muda janmani janmani, including the animals, muda is like animal, muda janmani, taking lower and lower species of life, birth after birth, muda janmani janmani, mama prapyaiva kondiya, mam aprai, what does prapya mean? What's that? I can't understand. To attend, yeah. What does Prapti City mean? Prapti City. Where you can get whatever you want. Prapti, to get. Prapya, obtain, yes. Mama Prapya Iva Kondiya Tato Asrim Yonam Apanam Muda Janmini Janmini Mama prapyaiva kondiya tato yant ya dunam gitim. What does yanti mean? What does yantra mean?
Yantra is the, for example, like a vehicle.
Yeah, vehicle. So yanti, which is a verb, what does a vehicle help you do? Yes. Siyanti means to go. Mama prapya tato yant yadamam gitim. So they never reach the goal. They get pushed down to the lower species of life. Birth after birth, they can never obtain me. And what do they do? What is their characteristic? I mean, is Krishna, he just doesn't like some people? He doesn't like their face or something, and therefore he pushes them down. Is that how Krishna operates? He wakes up in the morning and says, I don't like your face. I think I'm so sending you. You can go to hell. What is the qualification to go to hell? What do you have to do? Yes. Trividam narakasyedam dvaram nashidam atmanaha. Trividam narakasyedam dvaram nashidam atmanaha. There are three gates leading to hell: lust, anger, and greed. Trividam narakasyedam dvaram nashidam atmanaha. Kama, Krodha, Sita, Lobas, Tasmat, Etam, Trayam, Chejet. There are three gates leading to hell. Kama, what is Kama? Krodha. And Kama, Krodha, Sita, Loba. Yes. Kama, Krodha, Sita, Lobas, Tasmat, Etam, Trayam, Chejet. Three gates. Tiajet. What does Tiajet mean? Tiajet. 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 That's a difficult word. Tiajet. One must give up. To give up. Like Tiatva. Tiatva Toranam. Tasmat etat trayam. One has to give these three things up. So how many people in the world have given these things up? The whole world is all the advertisement, the education. Remember, they go into the opposite way. They've decided that lust is very good. That's the goal of life. Become as lusty as possible. That's called romance. You're in love with everything. Man, woman, cat, dog, dead body, everything. You're in love. And the result is that people get frustrated because people don't, they never get as much gratification of their senses as they desire. And therefore they become frustrated. And they become more and more greedy. So what's the solution? Etam, etam. Etera vimukta kontiya tamo dvara srivira nara acharat yatma shayas tato yiti param gati. What's the solution to serving lust, anger, and greed? You don't seem like you're very sure about that. Are you sure? Good. And how do yes, that's but Krishna says etera vimukta kontiya etera. What mukta vimukta? What does vimukta mean? What does mukti mean?
Liberation.
Yeah. Etera from these. A tera vimukta kontiya tamo dwaras tribir narar. One should get free from these three gates to hell. A man who has escaped these three gates to hell, O son of Kunti, performs acts conclusive to self-realization, and thus he gradually attains the supreme destination. And what's the problem? Why people won't give these things up? Yakshastra vidim utsrija vartate kamakarata nasa siddhim avapnoti nasukam na paramgitim. One who gives up shastra and acts whimsically can have neither peace nor happiness nor the supreme destination. Because people don't know what Krishna's directions are. There's no question of devotional service if you don't even know that Krishna is God. And you can't find out that Krishna is God unless you hear from someone who's realized Shastra, or you hear from Shastra. That's why we're emphasizing so much in distributing books. It's not just to get money. or to make ourselves famous, or because we have too many books in the book room, we got to get rid of them. The idea is we're trying to distribute transcendental knowledge to people. And if we don't distribute transcendental knowledge, there's a lot of ignorance being distributed every moment in this world nowadays. Therefore, yak shastra vidim utrija. One who gives up shastra, you can't, if you don't even know what shastra is, you don't know what the scriptures are, there's no question of giving it up. People are so much in ignorance, they don't even know what Krishna says. And if we tell them, Krishna says your body is changing, but you're not changing, they say, well, that's your opinion. Well, we say, it's Krishna's opinion. Who cares what Krishna says? In other words, people have so much lost their intelligence, being absorbed in so much sinful activity, that they, even simple knowledge, simple reality, they can't accept, understand what to speak of accept. Vartate kama karata nasasudima vatnotina sukham naparam gatim. So what happens? What's the problem of not accepting shastra? Yakshastri vidim utsvija vartate kama karata. Kama karata. Vartate. Yakshastri vidim utsvija vartate kama karata. To act whimsically. Nasasudim. Nasasudi, what does siddhi mean? Siddhi, what does siddhi mean? What's that? No, siddhi. Siddhi. That may be one of the siddhis. What does siddhi mean? Perfection. Nasudim, Yakshasrivin Utrija Vartite Kamakarata Nasasudim Napropnoti Na Sukham. Sukham, what is Sukham? Naparam Gatim.
No steadiness.
What's that?
Gatim, steadiness.
Gati, what does Gati mean? Yeah, that's gati. Even I think in Hindi, gati means to go. Gati. What does gati in Hindi mean?
Gati.
To go. What is the word to go?
Cello.
What's that? Cello. That's when you're telling someone to go. If you say, a gati is like a vehicle. Well, that you go in. A gati is a vehicle. So, neither is supreme destination. Oh, you had to look it up in that thing. So, you don't get happiness, nor perfection, nor the supreme destination. So, what do you get? A lot of problems. So, supreme destination is eternal, happiness is ananda, sat, and Siddhim is perfect knowledge, perfect consciousness. You get none of those things. And what is everyone looking for? Is anyone looking for some shelter that we can feel secure and some protection for as long as possible, and we won't be disturbed, we can have a peaceful mind? How many people are looking for knowledge of how to obtain it? And what about, so in order to obtain unlimited happiness? And if you don't get those things, if you don't get peace, you don't get happiness, and you don't have any idea how to obtain them, then what is the value of what you're doing? What have you accomplished in this world? Building a building, having a large bank account that you leave? What are you going to have? Dying healthy? What do you accomplish if you don't get peace, happiness, and the supreme destination? And then Krishna says, yakshastra vidim, tasmat shastram pramanam te karya karya vyavyastito, yatva shastra vidanoktam karma karma iharati. One should know what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of Shastra, and knowing such duty, one should act so that he can gradually become purified. So if we're eternal souls, then the aim of life is to realize at least we're eternal. Otherwise, if at the end of life we don't realize we're eternal, we haven't made any progress of that, then what have we accomplished? Our main problem right now is we think we're going to die, and everyone's trying to avoid it, but no one is able to avoid it. But nor do we die, so it's a waste of time, simply trying to spend the whole life only trying to survive. Trying to survive is good. That's why we look both ways before we cross the street. I'm not suggesting that you don't look both ways before you cross the street. But if you make it across the street, is that the perfection of your life? Is that what you've come to the human form of life for? So you know how to cross the street properly? No, you have to have a better destination. Therefore, one has to develop faith in Shastra. And by the only way of doing that is to know what it says and then practice it. Otherwise, there's no question of just blindly accepting Shastra, because it doesn't do us any good. It's simply sentiment, blindly fanaticism. One has to know what it says, so that we can develop faith, real faith, by following it. And that's the process of Krishna consciousness. And by the process of Krishna consciousness, one should get at least enough spiritual strength to become religious. And what are the four principles of religion? We don't need, what's that? Loud, you can share. Are you sure? Truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy. Mercy and austerity.
Or in Hindi means and.
Oh, yeah, or. And in English it means or. And. So what destroys those four principles? Austerity, truthfulness, cleanliness, and what's the last one? Mercy. What destroys them? Is everyone that you know merciful and austere and truthful and clean? Have you ever met anyone who wasn't merciful, clean, austere, and clean? I guess we don't meet very many people. And what destroys those things? Why? How do they get destroyed? Most little children, just like we have these little children here come sometimes. More of them are coming. That's our Bhakta program in Slovenia. Then most of them are all merciful, clean, because of the parents take care of them, austere, and truthful, because they can't talk. So what destroys that? Illicit sex, gambling, meat eating and intoxication destroy the four principles. And that's the beginning of human life, religious life. Without that, there's no question of spiritual life, if one is at least not following the religious principles. So how many people in this world nowadays are following religious principles? Although they may declare themselves to be religious for one reason or another, but they religiously break the principles. The only regulation most people follow is that they don't follow any regulation. And even as it mentions here, someone may claim to be religious, but they don't have any problem with killing animals and eating them. And therefore, when Prabhupada met people who believed in God, that he would mention that, are they actually following the principle that in the scripture, not only Lord Jesus Christ, but even in the Old Testament, thou shalt not kill. Because he was concerned that people, especially they're trying to become God conscious, they should have the opportunity by knowing what to do to become God conscious. So he wasn't opposed to religion, other religions. He was just trying to encourage them to follow the principles of that religion in order that they could actually progress in God consciousness. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
Making fun of others, mocking them, which is this picture, like divine or demonic in a way? Because we usually smile at others because of their behavior, but is this like a demonic feature or divine?
Depends what you're laughing at. Depends if you're envious of them, that's demoniac. But if you're just, they're making a joke and you laugh, that's appropriate. Or they're walking on their hands or whatever. It depends if you're envious or not. If you think you're superior because they're seemingly an inferior and you forget about Krishna and the super soul, then you're in Maya. You don't see them in relationship to Krishna. Anyone. We don't see anything related to Krishna. We're in Maya. We're in a material conception of life. Anything else? Yes.
Thank you for inspiring lecture. I just wanted to ask about this trigger leading to hell. Could you give us some advice? And so, if we become greedy or angry, how can in such time we focus on Krishna or on devotional service so that we don't act based on these feelings?
Engage in the process of devotional service, chanting Hare Krishna, read Prabhupada's books, do something to put the mind back. To calm the mind. The holy name is like an ocean of pleasure, and therefore if we seriously chant the holy name, then we'll get a little drop and that will put out the anger. All right. Grantharaya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.